Where do you think you're going? Phew, he's finally dead. That was the toughest vampire lord I've fought in a while. Good thing he had so few minions. I couldn't afford to have such distractions. I wonder what's responsible for the recent uptick in vampire activity. As much as I enjoy the business, having to work so much is a bit worrisome. Hopefully it's not a sign of something greater. In any case, my job is done. Time to leave this courtyard. Wait. Can't forget to sever the head. It'll make a nice trophy for when I return to the bounty office. Hey, is that a figure in the corner over there? It moved. I must have missed one of this monster's thralls. That mistake will be easy enough to correct. Yes, this definitely looks like another vampire. But its behavior is odd. Since when do vampires cower in fear like this? It could be a trap. Hey! Turn around and face me, you fiend! It didn't respond. What's going on here? You there! Turn around! Now! I prefer to gaze into my enemy's eyes as I kill them. Well, isn't this a sight? Now your behavior is starting to make sense. You look vampiric, but also distinctly human. You must have been turned just recently. Poor thing. Even so, young fledglings like yourself usually lose their humanity and develop a lust for blood within minutes. Why haven't you attacked me? You don't want to. Understandable. You must be one of the lucky few who didn't succumb right away. Well, I only kill monsters, and you are not yet a monster. So I'm afraid I must leave you to your fate. When the thirst for blood finally takes over, pray that a hunter like myself grants you a quick death. Farewell. This doesn't feel right. I shouldn't leave that lad in such a state. Is there nothing I can do? What about... Of course! How could I have forgotten? Lesser vampires tend to be submissive in nature, following the will of those more powerful than them. By default, they defer to the authority of the lord who turned them. But that fledgling no longer has anyone to follow. If I can convince him to submit to my authority, then perhaps I can keep his vampirism in check. Psychologically, at least. It's worked before, and I'm certain it can work again. Excuse me. I've given the matter some thought and come up with an alternative. Shh, 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 shh. Be not afraid. Feel the warmth of my hand on your shoulder. I will not hurt you, but I do ask that you place your trust in me. I'm a head or so taller than you, and I carry a variety of weapons. But do not let that scare you. I am here to help. Unfortunately, there is no cure for vampirism. Believe me, I've explored all possible avenues for creating such a thing. But all is not yet lost. With my help, you might be able to live some semblance of a normal life. Your situation is similar to that of a friend I once had. She and I hunted together for years, until one night she was turned during a surprise attack on our camp. She begged me not to put her out of her misery, but instead to use her as a means of learning more about vampires. Their psychology, their physiology, everything that I possibly could. And so I honored her request. I built a laboratory underneath my house, and my friend willingly served as, well, as a lab rat of sorts. Eventually, the last of her humanity faded away, and I was forced to destroy her. It was the most difficult thing I've ever done. Thank you. I appreciate your sympathy. But that time is long past, and her death was not in vain. The data I collected from my observations and experiments proved to be invaluable and helped revolutionize the techniques that vampire hunters use. Which brings me to the alternative I spoke of. Most hunters still consider vampires to be irredeemable monsters, but I know that is not always the case. Your master is dead, which makes you a stray vampire that will wander aimlessly, threaten innocent people, and be killed by a hunter in due course. Unless there is someone to take your master's place and keep your vampirism at bay? Yes, my dear. Someone like me. You are a beautiful young lad and deserve better than to slip into darkness. Oh, don't cry. Come here. Let me hold you. Everything is going to be okay. Nuzzle your head into my chest. Good boy. I hope you don't mind me kissing your forehead. You look so small in my arms and so adorable. I'll rub your back as well. Does that feel good? Are you more comfortable now? Did you just call me mistress? It's working. That's right, pet. Let your mistress take care of you. If you are a good boy and do what I say, I will reward you. But if you are bad, I'll have to punish you. Understood? You're a fast learner. Look up at me. I want to give you your first reward. A kiss on your soft, sweet lips. Oh. Don't be embarrassed, sweetie. There's nothing wrong with blushing every once in a while. Would you like another kiss? Yes? Well, you'll have to ask me nicely. Please, what? Good boy. Remember that I am your mistress from now on. Lean back, pet. I'm going to straddle you. Yes, place your arms on my hips. That's it. I'll admit, I'm more into this than I thought I would be. At first, I just wanted to take care of you. And now, I'm grinding on this bulge of yours. Your bulge is getting even bigger, sweetie. Good, good. That means we can have even more fun. Okay, I'm getting pretty wet. Take your cock out, pet. I have plans for it. Oh, don't be nervous. I care not how it looks. Yum. Look at that thing. Oh, your cock looks delightful. Has anyone ever held it in their hand before? No? Well then, you're in for a treat. And do you like it so far, my pet? Having your cock stroked up and down. Don't forget my title. Good boy. I'm glad to hear it. Your mistress likes stroking your cock just as much. Yes, she most certainly does. Oh, you're biting your lip. Are you trying to keep those moans in? Oh, let them out, darling. I want to hear them. Good boy. Ah, they sound like the chorus of an angel. Ah, I'll speed up a little. I want to hear more. Oh, wow. Oh, you're leaking pre-cum. It's starting to drip down my hand. Tell me. Do you want your mistress to keep going? Do you want her to make you come? It doesn't sound like you want it badly enough. Care to try again? Such desperation in your voice. You're not the same timid vampire that you once were. Now, you're my obedient little slut. Off. Oh, dear. Your cock is twitching so much. Oh, come for your mistress, pet. You have my permission. I know you're just about there. Let it all out. I want your cock to spurt all over my hand. Do it. Do it. Be a good boy and come for me. Yes, that's it. That's it. That's it. That's it. That's it. Oh, yes. Excellent. Oh, don't hold back, darling. Make sure my hand is completely covered. All right. Take a deep breath. You did well. Are you crying again? It's okay, sweetie. You don't need to... Oh, they're tears of joy. That's a relief. I want to help you purge every negative thought from your mind. Lay down so I can get on top of you. Good boy. Now I'll remove these trousers. This accursed belt gets stuck at the most random times. There we go. You seem quite captivated by my appearance. I'm flattered. Your cock must be aching for me to lower myself onto it. It feels so warm inside me. Oh, wow. It didn't take long for you to get hard again. You must enjoy it when tall women tower over you like this. Well, I enjoy taking control of cute boys like you. You like it when I run my fingers down your chest. How about when I caress your lovely chin? Oh, you're blushing again. That tells me everything I need to know. Yes, it fills me so beautifully. You fill me so beautifully. Oh, my good boy. Oh, this feels wonderful. I'm starting to get close. How about you? Good. I'll start going faster. Push your hips up into mine. Yes. Yes. Oh, yes, that's it. Match my rhythm. Good boy. Good boy. Oh, yes. Oh, you're twitching again. Are you ready to come inside me? Don't worry, our physiologies don't mix. You won't get me pregnant. You can do it for me, pet. I want us to come together. You won't. You want us to hold hands. Oh, that's so sweet. Oh, okay, yes, hold my hand tight. Oh, squeeze me tight. Oh, God, I'm going to come. Keep holding my hands. I can't. Yes. You've made your mistress very happy tonight. Kiss me. You're such a magnificent creature. I should go put my trousers back on. It's always taking them off that causes problems. I should really invest in a new belt. Take my hand, darling. I'll help you up. Careful! You almost fell over. Your legs seem a bit wobbly. I wonder why. Oh, I'm only teasing. It's high time we left this place. Do you want me to carry you? Very well. Just relax in my arms. My horse is not far away. The ride back to town will take about an hour. I have a hood inside my satchel that you can wear in order to hide your appearance. Truth be told, you might not even need it. You're looking more human than you did when I first found you. Becoming your mistress worked out better than I expected. Your fangs will be easy to conceal, and your skin is not pale enough to be suspicious. Yes, your future is looking bright, my pet, and I will do everything I can to ensure it stays that way.